This will be over very quickly. It's a sprint. Here's Chris Mitchell.
Yes, it'll be over in under 30 seconds. In fact, this a race for the visually impaired, and Hannah Russell qualified fastest. And she sticks out a mile here because she stands very tall. She's tall and thin and lithe and muscular. She is like a dart through the water. Very effective swimming. And she's been swimming very well here. We were making the point earlier that she's been swimming times in some of her strokes that will be up there with Olympic times. So that is the measure of how good she is here. Very high quality. She goes in lane number 4, Schnittiger of Germany in 5, Delgado of Spain in 3. They're the main contenders as Russell stands erect on her block. And there's a full start, my goodness me. Oh no, lane number 6. Stabrovska of Ukraine has dived in and she puts her hand over her mouth because she knows, Graham, what that means.
Unfortunately, in swimming, we don't get a second chance of going in. If you go in by mistake or you make an issue, there's a full start and you're to blame, you're out, that's it.
Just one lapse of concentration there for Stabrovska of Ukraine, who gets applause from the thousands in here, but that will mean nothing to her. Her chance of a medal is gone, and she's just talking to the officials here, remonstrating with them gently. And she is being allowed to race again. Well, I don't understand that, and Graham shakes his head. She smiles. What's happening?
I don't understand that either. Unless it was deemed that the ref was holding them too long, then that would be deemed an official's fault, so actually they're okay to go back in again.
It was the manner in which the official said, oh yeah, come on then, have a go, you can have another go.
It was very jolly, it's a Sunday afternoon, come on, it's just get in and get it over.
Well, there may be some kind of inquest if she goes on to win a goal, which she is capable of doing. She's not one of the favourites, but this is a splash and dash, and we know anything could happen. So they're getting themselves ready again. And Russell is the last to bend over her block. She still stands erect and ready to race. And now they get underway and they're under the water, but up very quickly is Hannah Russell, and through the first 15 metres she leads.
She's looking very, very good. That turnover rate, so the speed in which her arms are going around is very good. She is doing incredibly well here.
15 metres to go then, and Hannah Russell has opened up a lead here. Amazing in her sprint. They're trying to get back at her at the moment. The German is trying to get back at her. She is making inroads, but it is Russell for gold again for Great Britain. Gold number 2. Wow, what a swim from Russell in a sprint. She led from start to finish. Nobody got close to her, and that is a remarkable double goal for Hannah Russell in Rio, and that is another goal for Great Britain in the pool, and their remarkable run here continues, Graham.
That was absolutely fantastic. I was not expecting to see Hannah pull that far ahead that early on. By 25, she was a body and a half length ahead of her, and the others just had to fight to come back, and they weren't able to do it. It's brilliant.
Jonathan, we now have 15 gold medals for Great Britain in the pool, and within the hour we have the 13-year-old Abby Kane going as the fastest qualifier in her race, so we could yet win more gold before the night